Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Entree Pastor Podcast. I'm your host, Les Hughes, and I'm actually one of the co-hosts of our podcast. We're doing daily episodes now, so my business partner and friend John Sanders and I are dividing and conquering. And so these episodes that are more short form, the daily ones, we'll be splitting those up a good bit of the time, and then we'll still be here about once a week or so together as we do some interviews and longer form content. So for this series of episodes, we're actually talking about writing, and we started off yesterday with an overview so that you could see just how possible it really is and probable it is. If you'll prepare yourself and put in the work and show up, it's very possible for you to earn sometimes a significant amount of income doing what you love to do anyway, probably, and that is writing. So today I'm going to be a little more specific, and we're going to talk about the different ways that you can make money writing. Okay, so, and there are many, there are way more than what we'll have time to really get into today, but I want to share with you three that are probably most common. These are the lowest hanging fruit, and the things that have really moved the needle in my life and in some people that I know as well. So I want to share them with you because there's really sort of the path of least resistance in doing these kinds of writing. So you can literally get started today if you want to get involved in any of these kinds of writing that we're going to be talking about today. And then tomorrow and the next day, I'm going to be dealing more specifically in peeling back some of the layers and talking to you real specifically and practically about how you can get started making money with these kinds of writing. So, and they're in no certain order, they're kind of random, but one of the most common ways to make money with your writing is just freelance writing. That's a general term, kind of a catch-all for lots of different things. So I'll mention specifically what some of them are in just a minute, but let me talk to you first of all about a major negative and a big positive with regard to freelance writing. And freelance writing is just basically, maybe a little oversimplified, but it's just writing on various platforms. These could be magazine articles. It could be writing grants, writing resumes for people, writing speeches. It's basically putting it's your content a good bit of the time, but you're writing for different platforms. So I'll give you an example. The very first writing that I did that earned any income was several years ago. I mean, many years ago, for Preaching Magazine, Preaching Journal. I did an article on the benefits of sermon preparation in a study group. That's a little bit more common now, but back then you didn't hear about it all that much. But I wrote an article on that. It was in Preaching Magazine, and I still remember they paid me a whopping, are you ready, $50 for that journal article, that magazine article. And you know what, man? I gladly did it. It was worth it to me. I couldn't get over the fact that somebody was willing to pay me for something that was actually fun to me. And I didn't take me long to write it. I'd lived it. I'd done it. I just wrote the steps, and it ended up getting published. So that's an example of freelance writing. Today, it may take different forms, such as, you know, blog articles or newsletter articles or emails. All of those are ways to do freelance writing. And by the way, I'm just going to mention today what some of these are, and I'll give you an invitation, open invitation. If you want to know some specific outlets or some specific ways to find out who you can contact to do this kind of writing, any of these, you please just email me is the best way. It's Les, L-E-S, at entreepastors.com. And you just say, hey, I want to know more about this freelance writing or copywriting or writing books. Then you reach out to me. I'd be glad for us to have a conversation, and I'll give you the more specifics or make some introductions in many cases. And that'll get the ball rolling in a specific way for you, okay, if you'd like to do that. So that's freelance writing. So the negative to that is that sometimes freelance writing is a race to the bottom. Okay, so it's very competitive. There are many services out there, many platforms that you can get on to get work. And normally people are bidding for that work. And sometimes the folks that end up hiring freelance writers hire the cheapest one that they can find. It's just not appealing, just personally. It's not appealing to me to get into some sort of bidding war when there are many other ways, and in my opinion, better ways to earn money from your writing skills or gifts. But that's one fair way to do it, is freelance writing. Another way to earn money from your writing is copywriting. Copywriting, you can do some freelance writing is copywriting, but not all copywriting is necessarily freelance writing. So copywriting is basically persuasive copy, persuasive speech. So if you hear a commercial, when you hear a commercial on the television or radio or on a podcast, somebody wrote copy. People usually don't just get on there and wing it. They're using persuasive speech. They're using certain terms. They're using human psychology to persuade people to buy that product. All of that you hear is copy. I have a family member who writes copy for commercials to advertise movies and shows like series on Netflix. When a program or a preview comes on at a movie theater and there's someone in the background saying, in a world where, and they're describing, you know, whatever that story of that film is, somebody wrote copy for that. And a professional copywriter wrote that. Professional copywriting can be a really lucrative profession. Okay, depending on your clients, who you work with, and how skilled you are. That can be very lucrative. Again, if you're interested in copywriting, I can give you some tools or introduce you to some products or some people, maybe some coaches who can help you develop some copywriting skills. But copywriting is a legitimate, good, bona fide way to make money with your writing. The third way is, we're going to expand on this in the next couple of days, but the third way is to write your own material. So it could be articles, it could be books, it could be, like I mentioned, my experience in the magazine article, could be something like that. But writing your own books can be, again, a very rewarding financially way to earn money and make money with your writing. But it's a little tougher row to hoe, okay? Again, it's very competitive. Most people do not make a significant amount of money from books that they write, even when the book ends up being a bestseller. Now, I'll unpack that and talk about that a little bit more tomorrow and the next day, because of the people, the questions that we get about the different ways that we come alongside of people and support people in creating these streams of income for themselves and their families, we get a good many of the questions has to do with writing, because so many of us do it, right? People with a ministry background currently, maybe who are pastors or missionaries or leaders in some way, they've got content inside of them and they want to get it out. And a lot of times they want to do that in the form of a book. And that's one legitimate way to do that. But I will say this, that not from my experience, which, you know, just FYI so that you'll know, I've published traditionally, I have self-published books, and I have used hybrids before. As you know, many of you know, we have here at Entree Pastors, we have Entree Pastors Press. We're an imprint of Morgan James Publishing, which is a New York publishing house. And we've helped people in our community, other people, pastors, people with a ministry background, get published. And we have several books in the pipeline right now. So if that is of interest to you, again, use that email address that I gave, reach out to me, and we can have a conversation. And a lot of times those conversations ends up with an audience with our publisher, with Morgan James Publishing or another. So we've supported people that have ended up getting book contracts with other publishers as well. traditional publishing. So freelance writing, copywriting, writing your own books, those are all bona fide, legitimate, often very rewarding ways to make money with your writing. So I'm going to let that wrap it up for today's episode. We're trying to keep these a little bit shorter and digestible, but I'll be back with you again tomorrow, and we'll drill down a little bit deeper on the different ways to publish your book, because in many ways, it's easier today to publish your work than any other time. But there's a lot of noise out there. There's a lot of options. Some, in my opinion, are going to be better than others for you at the stage that you are right now with your writing. So, man, thanks for listening in. We'll talk to you next time.